turning right on, sir.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. President?
Yeah.
How are you?
Fine.
Reporting that it all went easily today, and there weren't really any problems.
Good.
I had a meeting with the people on from the alcoholic tax unit and the other people we discussed, and they can handle an increased activity down there without any real problem. And they've had saturation investigations in other states, so it would be a natural course to follow. And they understand, I think, the delicacy of it. They're good people, and our people that have been down there think that they could be very helpful. So we're going ahead with that.
You mean Internal Revenue?
And the alcoholic tax unit.
I don't want to use those Internal Revenue. I'm afraid of that, Bobby.
Well, the alcoholic tax unit, really, people are the major ones. I think that the Internal Revenue just means, I don't think it means more than a handful.
Yeah, I don't want to use any of them in there. I just, I think that has possibilities of really boomeranging on us. And I'd rather use more FBI people, as I said the other day.
You don't have any objection to the ATU, I expect, then.
Well, I don't really know what they do. What is their function now, and what would it be if we sent them?
Moonshiners, basically.
Yeah.
And the operation down there is illegal, and a number of the law enforcement people who are permitted to operate are also involved in Klan activities. And they are a very good source of intelligence. They're the best source. Most of them are Mississippians, so that they're sympathetic down there, but under the right direction, they could be a big help as getting information if there's going to be a problem. I'm just thinking of really the alternative courses that might be open to us, and whatever we can do to prevent having to send either marshals or troops into that state would be damn helpful, in my judgment. And I think the situation's going to get worse, and the choice really between this is an intermediate step between doing really nothing versus taking that other major step. And that's why I think it's got an advantage to it. It just puts a federal presence down there, is activity, that if somebody's being discussed about why alcohol is being sold illegally in the district, he's not so apt to perhaps going to meeting of the Klan. And in addition, the fact that they can pick up intelligence information, which could be a help to us in heading off any problem.
Now, we have a legitimate alcohol tax function. I see nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't want someone that might feel that unkind toward us to take the position that we were using agents to intimidate them.
No, I don't think that. I think that first they understand that it's their own operation. Secondly, for instance, they just completed one in South Carolina. Saturation investigation, and they don't have any problem about having the same kind of investigation in this other state. And what I think really, Mr. President, is that it's so explosive down there that, and with the possibility of having trouble, I just think that. Thinking of the things that we could do, the best steps that we could do to head off a more major requirement for major federal action in the form of troops, I think that this is really a step that could be very fruitful. That's my theory of thought behind it.
How many alcohol
tax? About 30 down there now, and they would in the key districts, they would probably send another 30 or 40 people down.
And they would confine themselves to their legitimate work, but in doing that, they could tell our people what has happened.
That's right. Our people have already met with them, on occasion. And that's a natural event, too. I mean, that happens all over the country.
All right.
So there's nothing that would be untoward, and we would not be having... I'd be glad to hold back on the Internal Revenue. I'd just say that there wouldn't be anybody that would be in there doing any work that would not have a legitimate purpose. I mean, they're not going to be agents running all over just helter-skelter without supervision and without an assignment. And secondly, they understand that there has to be an operation that's completely apart from the Department of Justice and completely apart from...
Who do they operate under alcohol tax?
I talked to him about it.
Is that under the Commissioner of Internal Revenue, or is that a separate?
They have a separate commissioner.
All right, then I let them go on with the alcohol tax unit, but I wouldn't put Internal Revenue in there for a while. We'll talk about it and get back. Any other news?
No, I had a good talk with General Taylor before he went. I think very, you know, he's really enthusiastic now.
Good.
About going, and the fact that his wife's going.
Good.
I think that, and I expect he's probably discussed it with you, and feels that as the problems of Laos and Vietnam are so closely intertwined, that to have a central authority out there could be very meaningful. Because what they do in Vietnam is going to affect Laos, and what the people do in Laos is going to affect Vietnam, and that they have a more control of the situation, he thinks could be very helpful. I think he thinks that the State Department poses some difficulty as far as that's concerned. And perhaps he's discussed all that with you.
Good. Well, I'll see you when I get back.
Okay.
Bye.